Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The NAFRA's Joint Powers Board met last week. They discussed an amendment to the cost allocation between the three entities, Northfield, Dundas, and the rural townships. Vice Chair Glenn Castor explains.
We'll be including fire calls in our formula, which we don't now. And right now, we include land value as well as building value. So we'll be changing it so we're including only building values in the formula.
As for percentages,
Northfield goes right now, it's like 71.5% for this year, and that will move up to 74 or 75%, up about 3%. The rural's contribution drops about 3%, and Dundas stays about the same.
Castor said this was about being fair.
Roughly 80% of the fire calls are in Northfield, and right now they're paying about 71, 72%.
Castor said rural accounts for 16% of the fire calls and currently pays about 23%. Board member Dana Graham, who's been with the JPA since its formation, commented that this cost allocation change came when the fire facility cost rose, and the rural township said they could only afford $60,000 a year to be a part of the JPA. Graham has asked to see the resolution signed by the rural townships, but that's not yet been produced. He added that the cost allocation change has been approved by the Finance Committee. However, he feels that they've been backed into the process. He will vote against the cost allocation change when it goes for a vote in May. Elections are coming up. In Northfield, there are three council terms ending, member at large, and the first and fourth wards. They are Greg Colby, Susie Nicassian, and Jessica Peterson-White, respectively. Filing for those positions is May 15th through the 29th. Contact City Hall for more information. A primary election will be held August 14th, with the general election on November 6th. 2018 election judge recruitment will be starting within the next couple of weeks. Anyone interested in serving should contact City Clerk Deb Little. As the weather warms, road construction's heating up. County State Aid Highway 1 will be closing between Highways 246 and 3 beginning Monday for a full reconstruction that will last well into fall. There are a number of pavement repair projects scattered throughout southeast Minnesota. They include Highway 56 between Randolph and West Concord and Highway 52 near Pine Island. I have the complete list on KYMNradio.net. Also check 511MN.org. And just a wee bit of deception, and it was a surprise, as the defeat of Jesse James Day's committee announced this morning in the KYMN studios, the 2018 Joseph Lee Haywood Distinguished Service Award joint recipients. Lois and Noel Stratmone will be honored together. The couple are the 36th recipients of this very prestigious award. They'll be honored September 5th at the Northfield Ballroom, kicking off the Defeat of Jesse James Day celebration. Look for their bios and pictures on KYMNradio.net and listen to the last part of the Wayne Eddy Affair this morning to hear more. News from around the state is next.